Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The country's third largest school district may be reopening soon. The governing body of the Chicago Teachers Union will vote today on a tentative agreement with the mayor to reopen public schools for in-person classes. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot unveiled the deal yesterday. The union calls it a framework, months into a bitter fight over how to reopen schools in the middle of a pandemic. WBEZ's Sarah Karp is in Chicago with the latest. Sarah, under this potential solution, students in pre-K and some special education students would return later this week. Many others would return next month. What else is in the agreement?
So some of the biggest things that the union and the school district were at odds over was about which teachers and staff should be allowed to work from home. So there was a lot of debate about whether people who live in a household with a person that's medically compromised should be allowed to work from home. The union said yes, that they shouldn't, you know, risk having to bring the virus into their house. But the school district was sort of in a bad situation because in order to open schools, you actually need staff and teachers in those schools. So this is it's sort of a detailed compromise, but there is an allowance for people who have who live in a household with somebody who's medically compromised to get vaccinated actually within the next 2 weeks. So they have to agree to be vaccinated in the next 2 weeks, and then they have to agree to come back when they're supposed to come back, either depending on what grade level, because they're coming in at different times. And if they don't, then they have to take an unpaid leave of absence, but with benefits and job protections. So there is a compromise around that, but that was really a very big issue around the table.
I see. Delicate, to say the least. And so once we get to going back to in-school learning, if this deal is approved, what percentage of kids are likely to return? And do we know what the school day will look like for them?
So this is just a hybrid plan. It's where, you know, kids come in 2 days a week, and then the other 3 days they continue to learn from home. And only about a third of all elementary school students are expected to come back. And actually, they can't change their mind now because their parents were asked to do a survey in December, and the school district said that if you have to declare right then and there whether you're wanting to come back. So it's only a third. So it's about 67,000 students out of about 190,000 elementary school students that were offered in-person learning.
Got it. And as we say, it would ramp up. We're looking at kids in fifth grade and younger. That's sort of the focus. When will their parents and the teachers, for that matter, Sarah, know for sure whether the deal is approved and whether this plan is a go?
So tonight, the House of Delegates, which is the governing body of the Chicago Teachers Union, they'll decide whether to pass the agreement onto membership to vote to ratify. So this is usually sort of a perfunctory, thing that happens, but they will decide whether they want to send it with a recommendation to pass, with a recommendation to reject, or just neutral. And then the members will vote over the next couple days, probably electronically since they're still remote. And then we should find out, I don't know if they'll do it over one day. If they were in person, they'd probably do it over one day, but I'm not exactly sure since it's electronic if it'll take 2 days or 3 days.
Sure. It sounds a bit like tracking a bill through Congress,
right,
frankly.
Right.
So there's a lot,
right,
lots still to watch.
Right.
That's WBEZ's Sarah Karp in Chicago with the latest on the plan to reopen schools in that city. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.